November 19, for the master's use. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. 2 Timothy 2:20 and 21. The master has given to every man his work. He has given to every man according to his ability, and his trust is in proportion to his capacity. Let none mourn that they have not larger talents to use for the master. Go to work with steady patience and do your very best, irrespective of what others are doing. Every one of us shall give account of himself to God, Romans 14:12. Let not your thought or your words be, "Oh, that I had a larger work! Oh, that I were in this or that position!" Do your duty where you are. Make the best investments possible with your entrusted gift in the very place where your work will count the most before God. Be not envious of the talents of others, for that will not increase your ability to do a good or a great work. Use your gift in meekness, in humility, in trusting faith, and wait until the day of reckoning, and you will have no cause for grief or shame. Do not aspire to do some great service when the duty of today has not been done with fidelity. Take up the commonplace care, trade on the humble talent with a solemn sense of your responsibility for the right use of every power, every thought that God has given you. God asks no less of the lowliest than of the most exalted. Each must do his appointed work with cheerful alacrity according to the measure of the gift of Christ. The Church of God is made up of persons of different abilities. Like vessels of various dimensions, we are placed in the house of the Lord. But it is not expected that the smaller vessel will contain all that the larger ones will hold. All that is required is that the vessel shall be full and hold according to its ability. If you perform faithfully the duties in your path, you will be an acceptable service, an honored vessel.